Thank you. This is an incredibly hopeful day to have this level of leadership in the front of this room standing together to say we're going to deal with the lead issue in our community. By the way, our rates are higher than Flint, and I want to acknowledge the mayor, his team, President Pridgen, the superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, Dr. Cash, and county executive, Mark Polenkars, for stepping up to ensure that this collaboration actually does occur. And two things I want to really emphasize here. Parents want to protect their children's potential. That's what lead poisoning undermines. Permanently undermines a child's ability to learn. And the second point, which is why this is such an exciting moment in our effort, is that it is 100% preventable. 100% preventable. We know where the kids live. We know where the buildings are. We know where the houses are. And the only way to get it done, is, as it has been stated several times here today, is by working through collaboration. We are honored to be a partner in this effort to convene the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative, which brings together all the key stakeholders, not the least of which are the city and the county and the school district, to work together with intentionality and create synergies in getting at this issue. 12,000 children under the age of 5 currently live in a high-risk zip code. This is completely unacceptable, and it is completely preventable. So I am thrilled to be a part of an effort that is committed to ending lead poisoning in our community. Thank you.